Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on August 15th, 2014. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014. And we're certainly appreciative of that. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the city of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit the website at manhattanbeachchamber.com or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show or visit us on our website at thesouthbayshow.com. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe. It's Friday.
It's Friday. The weekend is coming. And, you know, Jackie, being voted the best local radio show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, that really makes for a great weekend.
Yes, it does.
Yes,
it does.
Yes, it does.
We're going to squeeze that new title in every place we can.
Yes, absolutely. So, Jackie, this is, you know, it's back to school, kids are getting back to school, and parents are getting...
Oh, say it isn't so. Please, say it isn't so. I can't stand that the end of summer is staring us in the face. It's making me crazy.
But before that, though, we're going to have some fun, and somebody is going to be able to throw a blowout party. Who are our guests today, Jackie?
Our guests this morning are Ryan Corr, founder of Corr Events, Jack Farmer of Vox DJs, and Josh Harrison of Grow. Now, Ryan Corr is the founder, as I said, of Corr Events, a South Bay-based boutique event rental company known for design, style, innovative products, and large-scale event builds. After a 15-year career in venue management and marketing, he purchased Anza Party Rentals. He wanted to streamline the process for clients by providing one point of contact to help execute events of any scale. He set out to build a one-stop shop for homeowners, corporate clients, and event industry experts. As a result, Corr Events has emerged as a top five tenting company in the Western United States and has been chosen to execute events including the Electric Daisy Carnival, the Taste of Beverly Hills, Weinstein Company's Golden Globes After Party, Manhattan Wine Auction, and a long list of nonprofit galas, corporate gatherings, and celebrations across California. Among the numerous accolades spanning the last decade, Corr Events earned a nod in the top 100 fastest-growing private companies of 2013, named a 30 up-and-coming event expert to watch by Special Events Magazine, and was profiled in the CEO Centerfold for OC Metro in 2010. Today, Ryan and his team are best known for their bold ideas, ability to build anything, anywhere, new collections of event rental furniture, top-of-the-line tenting, and shaking up the event rental world whenever possible. Now, Jack Farmer was born and raised in Tacoma, Washington, where he had a strong love of music, video games, pro wrestling, and the Seattle Seahawks. In 2006, he moved to Los Angeles and studied at the Art Institute of Los Angeles, where he received a BS in game art and design. While at school, he began working part-time in the Vox DJ's office. Jack has worked in every aspect of the business as the part-time gig grew into a full-time career. He's done everything from working in the warehouse to accounting, event preparation, event management, business development, and, of course, DJing. All right, so our next guest, born into a produce business family, Josh Harrison, moved to Los Angeles in 2004. In 2006, he opened Grow with Barry and Kathy Fisher, acting as the general manager and lead buyer. After a brief return to the Midwest in 2012, a period in his life he affectionately refers to as his hiatus from reason, he returned to Grow, where he now runs the website, the home delivery business, and marketing. In 2015, Josh will lead the opening of Grow's new downtown Los Angeles location. Now, our guests today have partnered with the Manhattan Beach Chamber for the annual Summer Raffle event. This year, it's the Backyard Barbecue. And Josh, Ryan, and Jack will be providing the winner with all the essentials for the barbecue of the summer. Ryan, Jack, Josh, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll start out with you, Ryan. Cora Events, what a signature business here in the South Bay for all events in every city in the South Bay. Give us a synopsis of the sort of the corporate elevator pitch that you give to new events that have not actually experienced a Cora event service before.
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that makes Cora Events unique is that when somebody comes into our company looking to plan an event, that we're not order takers, that we really work to understand what this person wants to accomplish, their vision, just a ton about them, to where we're not delivering cookie-cutter events, we're not delivering rental commodities and whitewood chairs, but we are creating a full-service event experience for our clients. And like you had said in my intro, whether it's the Golden Globes or Jackie's Backyard Barbecue, we're going to dive in there, and we're going to create something really unique for that person. So I think that's what is different about Cora Events versus any other rental company or event company.
And it's not just, of course, the incredible service that you offer now. Many of the events that I've attended that Cora has been the service provider for all run smoothly. They've been running for years. Give us some of the history of Cora Events. Some people really don't know. This is not just something that you started even a few years ago.
So I grew up in a family that were involved in restaurants, and I saw a lot of different types of events growing up. Even back in 1969, my family opened their first restaurant in Long Beach. So I get to watch just so much, which is just a fantastic opportunity to watch your family and to watch them as entrepreneurs and watch them, you know, kind of work on their craft. And as I watched all that, I kind of realized that I loved the event side of hospitality and around all of that. So in 2005, I had an opportunity to start Cora Events, and I did that. And a couple years into that, I had a chance to buy a South Bay rental company called Hansa Party Rentals.
Right.
And I took that opportunity to do that. In 2008, I bought another rental company called Bixby Knowles Party Rentals. And I kept trying to find things that helped me really build a backbone to being able to provide these events, because you need inventory, you need people, you need so many different pieces to put it together. And so I've been at it for a while now.
Right. it certainly makes the decision easy for people that are hosting great events. I mean, I'm thinking now of one of what some people have said is the greatest event in the South Bay, White Light, White Nights. It was spectacular. is a word. Epic is another word. And Core Events is always there. It's amazing. It's wonderful. So, of course, with the logistics and with the tenting and chairs and the planning and as the intro said, you know, the creation of a space to be music. Jack, there has to be music.
Absolutely.
How do you first talk to a client about the music that they the feeling that they want to present?
Yeah, I'm glad you bring that up, because one of the things that we take very personally here is whenever we have a new client or a new opportunity to help someone have an amazing day is we like to talk to them about what they want and what they're looking for and what's important to them. We have 25 DJs on our roster, and we always want to make sure that we're matching them up to someone who has the right style, personality, music, obviously, and basically talk to them about what they like and what they love, and then match them to someone who's a good fit for that, instead of just saying, you know, here's a random DJ, hope it works out for you. You know, it's about finding someone that has that same personality that can mesh well with that client and that individual event.
That's great.
And so, yeah, it always starts with just open dialogue and finding out what the goal of the event is, whether it's a wedding and just getting everyone's friends and family dancing to a fundraiser of some kind or anything along those lines, and finding that right fit and that right connection with the right DJ.
Joe, I'm going to jump in here. I have to tell you, I worked with Vox DJs for a very big birthday a couple of years ago. We won't say what the number is. But
it was
very,
a great event, Jackie.
It was incredible. But I have to tell you, I looked into DJs, right? And, Jack, how long has Vox been around?
Yeah, Vox has actually been around for about 30 years now. It was started by Sean out of USC, and about 15 years ago it was purchased by the current owner, Casey Campbell, who has been DJing his entire life. And one of the things that makes him so valuable is every DJ that comes through our roster gets one-on-one training with Casey for about 6 months to make sure that, regardless of their background, that they're going to do a consistent professional job and always be fun and entertaining. And
Jackie,
I actually remember we had talked off air for a moment about the party, and I remember it was DJ Casey Wickstead that was at your big day. And he still is actually with us. Yeah, it was, as soon as the show started, I was like, oh, that's it. That's who it was.
Yeah.
And I remember we had actually talked back then.
Yes, you're right. Well, that's what I wanted to talk about, Joe, was the process. I started looking into DJs. You know, I went on Google and I went South Bay DJs, and looked at a couple of them. And Vox was making some noise for the last few years. Like, I've seen them at several different events. You know, their sign was up, and so I contacted them, and we talked on the phone, you know, with a real person, not a machine, and I explained that I had this birthday party coming up. I was having it in a private room in a restaurant, and so we talked about it, and then Jack sent me an email outlining how we were going to do this, and they open like an account for you online, and you can go in and pick the songs you like. You can go in and do a whole roster of songs you want played at your party. And, you know, maybe it's just one or two special songs, or maybe it's, you know, whatever, and they'll fill in the rest. But I wanted this party to be a dance party.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, I'm a music person, you know that. So, you know, I went through the decades of my life and picked out all of my favorite dance songs. And you know, I did it over the course of several weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I went through and I went through their list, and I said, like, this song. If there was a song they didn't have on their list, I don't even think there was, but you could type it in. And they came up with a playlist. I swear, we danced all night. Everybody danced all night. It was so much fun. Oh.
Well, thank you so much for the kind words, Jackie. And what's great about our roster of DJs and everyone on our team is, something we always like to say is our team is just very genuine. All of our guys – I like to say they're not like a Krusty the Clown, where they're like on show and they like they're at a show and they're pretending to be fun, and then they get off of stage and are then not fun anymore. Guys like Casey Wickstead, who was at Jackie's party, we originally met him because he actually crashed a wedding and was just the life of the party, dancing with everyone he didn't even know. And we were like, you've got to be a DJ. You're awesome. You're fun. And he was like, okay, let's do it. And so he's been DJing with us ever since. And when Jackie says she wants a crazy dance party, I say, I know the guy that's just the right fit. It's the guy that's going to make a crazy dance party everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it was a good fit.
It was a great fit.
Now, I have to tell the listeners and the audience, you know, this is build up towards having Cora Events and Vox DJs come to your location wherever you want and provide a party of the party of your entire life. That's what's going to happen here very shortly. But we need one more element, or at least a couple more elements. I mean, we've got the design of the space happening, the proper seating, lighting, tenting. We've got the music of your life happening in this epic party that you're going to have, a backyard barbecue. But you need one more thing. You need amazing food, fresh food. And Josh, let's talk about why fresh and local produce is such a big deal right now.
Well, boy, it's a big deal for a lot of reasons. I mean, the food, people are just more interested in food and produce and where their food comes from than ever. And the way the produce business especially has changed in the last decade or since I was a kid, I mean, it's night and day. It's night and day. And just the way not only people think about it, but the way people in the business think about it has changed like 180 degrees from when I started as a kid, too.
Yeah. Let me give you a couple of phrases, and I want you to react to those. Food miles and GMO.
Sure.
Those are phrases, by the way, that did not exist 10 years ago.
Well, GMO did exist 10 years ago.
Okay.
Just most folks didn't know about it. But, yeah, food miles, so, yeah, that's something that nobody really ever paid much attention to. And depending on what your individual thoughts are on it, we try at least to grow, we try to source as much of our product as close to the store as possible. Some stuff doesn't always work, right? Bananas, there's no such thing as a local banana. So you kind of have to deal the hand you're dealt on, or play with the hand you're dealt on that one. But in GMO, for those who maybe don't know what that is, genetically modified organisms, then that's, this is the day for that conversation, but that's something we've been, I've been aware of since I first found out about it in the mid-90s, late 90s maybe, and then it's really started to become a hot topic, or sort of a topic on the top of everyone's sort of food agenda in the last couple years, and actually grow has stopped taking in new items that can't confirm their GMO cleanliness, and any items that we did have left in the store that we sort of allowed to be grandfathered in, we now label with a GMO label. So, so our customers are aware, and we did it, A, because we thought it was the right thing to do, and B, why shouldn't we know? I mean, it seems that topic of debate goes on a state-by-state sort of, state-by-state show as every election season comes up. There was one here in California a few years ago, and so we just decided to take that initiative and apply it and not wait for the legislation to go through.
Well, we're going to have this is what we're talking about here, these three organizations, and Jackie, there's a fourth organization that's going to provide the drink, right?
Yes, Goose Island is going to be donating cases of beer.
cases of beer.
Cases of beer.
And this event, Ryan, how did the idea for this, the concept of a of the raffle being a blowout party with, you know, the best event planner, the best DJ, and the best provider of food and now beer together? How did that idea come up for this raffle, Ryan?
Well, in our company, we were saying we just want to give back. You know, the South Bay, what we call our backyard for Cora events, even though we travel all over the place, the South Bay for us is just, it's our backyard. It's the place that we want to really do great things in. So so Shannon and I on our team, we brainstormed. We said, what's a great way to give back? And we felt like this concept, this idea of doing something like this, you know, if you didn't kind of grow up doing events, or that's not something that you know how to, sometimes people don't even know really how to get started or how to get into it a little bit. I think this so provides an opportunity for somebody, whether they plan a ton of events in their life or they've never planned one and they're just looking for an opportunity to do so, that I think this just provides a one-stop shop, if you will, to all of that. And we thought it would be a good idea to do something like this, to give back to the South Bay and to work with all these fantastic vendors. I mean, everyone that's on this phone call and even the company that we're missing are just great at what they do. And together, somebody's going to get something just so fantastic. And we're really excited to do that.
Did you approach the chamber with this, or did they approach you, or how did that happen?
Yeah, we approached the chamber. The chamber has been a fantastic partner for us, and you know, chambers are interesting. And some people, you know, go to some chambers and go, you know, what did I just waste my hour for? But I think with what the Manhattan Beach Chamber is trying to do, and how they're trying to be different amongst other chambers, they're really thinking outside the box. So we went to them with the idea, and they were open for that. And I commend them on doing stuff like this. It's a very different something for a chamber to do, and we really appreciate their support to it.
It's very exciting. So, okay, so there's going to be a raffle. Jackie, when is the deadline for the event?
The raffle drawing is September 19th, so
yes.
You need to buy your raffle tickets by the 18th.
And people can go to the website, ManhattanBeachChamber.com.
Yes.
And buy their raffle tickets. And then by September 19th, there will be a drawing. And then I think Ryan said that the party could happen subsequent to that, anytime their particular they have time for that.
Right,
party.
Right. When they decide they want to do it. Yeah.
When they decide and they get a venue and so forth. Now, I know what Ryan does, kind of. I know what Jack does, kind of. Now, Josh, how are you guys? What are you guys going to do? Are you going to bring in a chef, or what are you going to do?
When we were sort of approached by the chamber with this idea, we said, well, listen, this is a backyard barbecue with, you know, sort of all the fixings. You have, you know, everything you need from Cora. You have a great DJ. We need to, let's put some meat on the grill. So we're going to show up. We're going to have some, whether we're going to grill it, or, you know, it kind of depends on, I suppose, probably whoever wins it. If they, you know, you don't want to interrupt. I would never presume to know more about somebody else's grill than they do, unless, you know, people can get awfully, people can get sort of proprietary about their grilling apparatus. So, you know, if somebody wants to grill it up, that's great. If not, we can come in and help them out with that. We're always willing to spend a Saturday weekend grilling in somebody's backyard. That's no problem.
Right. Now, what are you actually, you know, what are the categories of things that you're going to provide?
We're going to provide, the numbers are in front of me, but I think it's like 15 to 20 of our pork chops, which are, you know, if you've been to the shop and you had them, you know how killer they are. And I think like 20 or 25 pounds of tri-tip. So, you know, we're going to be able to put enough meat on the grill to feed your family and plenty of friends and neighbors and whoever else happens to be walking down the block and smell it and just try and, you know, worm their way into your backyard because
right,
it smells
right.
so good and sounds so good and looks so good.
It's yeah. And
I have the list here. Let's see. Grow 20 pounds of tri-tip and 15 bone-in, 1-inch thick pork chops.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, and now with what Cora is bringing to the table, Vox, Grow, and Goose Island Brewery combined, it's over a $2,500 value.
Wow, yeah.
That's going to be a party.
It's going to be a great party, and, you know, this allows someone to really just maybe even spend money on a venue, and then everything else is provided, so they can get a great venue. It's just going to be fabulous.
Yeah, or in their own backyard if they have a backyard.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
If you have a great backyard, yeah. Really exciting, wonderful concept for what the Chamber is going to be doing, and we're looking forward to this very much. I wanted to go back to you, Jack, on the music and how a DJ works a party. When you think about an event like this, you obviously interview the person that wins, but are you set up for any size space? Is that what you're going to do? Who's doing the audio visual, like the actual speakers?
We bring speakers if necessary. I'm not sure. It depends if as far as what venue, if they choose a venue, we may plug into their system. But we go just come ready with speakers for sound, and we don't need much space at all. We're easy. We just have a 6-foot table with our gear on it, and then speakers to go up, and we're easy. We just we can set up anywhere and rock a party from any spot.
So you could do this in my backyard.
Absolutely. We do backyard parties all the time.
Okay.
They're awesome. They're fun because it's intimate because it's at your own place and it's fun and you're comfortable and everyone can just have a good time instead of feeling like they have to live up to a certain location. Now, venues are always fun as well, but I definitely love a good backyard barbecue party.
Right.
Joe, you sound like you're planning on winning this.
Well, I just want to make sure, Jeff, it works for other people. You know,
Joe's going to be running out and buying raffle tickets as soon as the show is over.
I'm interested in how the people, you know, can attend this event. So,
Jack, one more thing. Don't you also have, like, additional packages and things? I think I recall Casey bringing in like some sort of lighting thing for the dance floor?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We can provide lighting, whether it's the dance floor lighting that moves around and changes with the music, or if it's the more ambient up lighting that creates a cool mood for the room. Mm-hmm. We have all sorts of additional packages we can add. That's always based on the kind of event we're doing. If it's an outdoors barbecue, we may stick to just the music. If it's inside and you want to make a cool atmosphere, then we definitely want to add some cool lighting.
Wow, this is great. You're listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. We're talking about the Manhattan Beach Chamber raffle event, the backyard barbecue, and this is no just ordinary backyard barbecue. This is going to be an epic event. Perhaps
a blowout backyard barbecue.
A blowout, the best party you've ever had with Cora Events, Vox DJs, and Grow providing the meat. It's just going to be, and then, of course, the drink being provided.
Goose Island Brewery.
Yep. It's just awesome. Awesome. If you'd like to join in the conversation, please give us a call at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. We'd love to get your comment or question. And at this time, we like to thank a sponsor. Jackie, who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, you know it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PB, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
Now, I'm just blown away. If you go to Cora Events, that's C-H-O-U-R-A Events, CoraEvents.com. The pictures, Ryan, are just they're mind blowing. People who want to have an event. What do you say? We can tent anything, anywhere.
Well, that's true. We can tent anything, anywhere, and we have a fantastic team of business for a really long time. And one of the funny things is you investigate our website or as you kind of get into our company, you'll meet so many different other personalities that really make these events happen. And one of those people that you'll see in, as you kind of search through there is Howard Kavikman. And he's been in the business for 1,000 years and has truly tented everything. And he's done it everywhere. And I think working with us, you just get that experience and you get those people that really know how to help and know what they're talking about and love what they do. And I think those pictures show all that.
You know, I'm looking at the website and I see, you know, you can handle any customer, even difficult customers. I see like Nick Arquette, you can handle.
He's a difficult customer.
And, you know, we love Nick, and we know how passionate, how driven he is about things being just so, just right. Second best is simply not an option. And, you know, White Light, White Night was off the charts, unbelievable, amazing. His Walk with Sally nonprofit organization, which has many events with Cora, and he loves you guys. He just loves working with you.
Well, I give Nick a lot of credit because, you know, for any event, you need vision. You need somebody that really is going to push the envelope with their vision. And that's what Nick has done. And he's done it to benefit a great cause. He's done it to benefit kids and families. But I don't think people give people like Nick enough credit for what it takes to drive that kind of vision, not just for a charity, but for an event that can help raise money for that charity. And so when you say second best just is an option, I mean, for our company, we love working with people that want to do something great and they want to build something great. I think people that are just looking to throw an event and not really care about the outcome, those are tough people to work for because they lack the vision for what they're trying to do. So anyways, all that to say, hats off to Nick for what he's done in the South Bay.
Right. No. I mean, if someone says, here's the money, I just want the event to go flawlessly, you're going to say to yourself, flawlessly? You don't even know what you want. What do you mean flawlessly?
Yeah, but I'll gladly help them get there.
Right.
I'll gladly help that person get there. If you lack vision, she'll call. I can help you.
Right.
You know, Joe, I'm friends with Cora Events on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they regularly post from whatever far-flung place they are doing events, and they upload pictures of them putting the tents up and stuff. And it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, it's fun to watch. You know, I enjoy looking at those things because I get ideas from my parties.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
thanks, Jackie. We peep your Facebook page too. You know, I always want to know where you're going out, so that you know. I just want to see what your social schedule looks like.
Right. I can't keep.
It's a little nutty.
I cannot keep up with her social schedule. I mean, this girl.
Well, no, wait. The other thing I wanted to mention is I've actually been inside the Cora warehouse.
Yes.
And that's like, you know, that's like a candy store. It's like a candy store for adults. Ryan, a couple of years
ago. Well, you look so good in that uniform when you came out, and I appreciate you working for free that day, you know, on the forklift, loading the trucks. You were fantastic.
No, you threw a little party in the warehouse a couple of years ago when you had gotten some new furniture and stuff, and you threw a little party in the warehouse.
Hmm.
We try to throw a party every year at our warehouse just to say thanks and to show off any of the new things we're doing. And it's kind of the most random place to throw a party in your own warehouse.
Right. It's great.
It works great, and Voss is there, and
you're
and,
there among pallets. You're there among pallets and giant shelving units, and
I mean, we had to pull you off of the racks because you were trying to dance and all of that. I mean, it got a little wild.
I really think that we're putting something together. I don't know what the apex will be, but it keeps getting better here in the South Bay. Vox DJs, VOX DJS.com, Vox DJs. Jack, this is something. I mean, you guys really can do anything. Where's the next level for you?
Yeah, we're always just looking at doing more. Really, whether it's we love working here in the South Bay. It's where most of us call home. But there's always more places out there to go visit and to do events at. But realistically, I mean, as far as the next step for us, what we really want to do is just be the only place people go for DJs here in the South Bay. Because, like I said, it's home for most of us. Everyone here in the office lives right here in the South Bay, and we love working here.
Right. It's a great website. Gives a lot of information, the DJs, the music catalog. People really can get comfortable with getting everything locked down, so they know the music is going to be right.
And something that we always want to do is, as you had mentioned, over at our website on VoxDJs.com, you can see the DJ profiles and get an idea for who your DJ is that's going to be at your event. Our big thing is we never want you to feel like it's some stranger showing up at your party. We want you to be like, oh, yeah, that's my good buddy David. He's going to show up, and I can't wait to introduce him to all my friends because he's awesome.
Right.
A lot of our DJs have become good friends with people whose parties they've DJed because they've gotten to know each other and, of course, have partied with each other. And we always want all of our clients, whether they're brides and grooms or corporate clients, or whether it's for the backyard barbecue, we want people to fall in love with our DJs and to be like, my friends. They're not just someone I hired, but they're friends and they're cool, and I can't wait for them to meet my friends and family.
Right. Amazing. That's,
you know, Joe, you yeah. know, Joe, I wish we had had the people from Goose Island on, because Josh, you're going to be providing the food. they're going to be providing the drinks. Did anybody talk about pairing beer to what you're cooking?
No, but if I know, and I, like you mentioned briefly, I'm an Angelino for sure, but I am a Chicago boy at heart, and that's where Goose Island hails from. So if I had to guess, they do a couple of summer brews that would be great with the pork chops that we do, and they do a 312, which is like a summer wheat beer, which would be great, and they do I don't remember the name. I can get in touch with the chamber and kind of see if they've given any direction, because that could certainly be done.
Yeah, because that's a big deal now. You know, beer has come. Beer, I think, has surpassed the wine thing with pairings. Everybody's doing it, and you know, chefs are raving about it. And it just kind of, I just thought of it off the top of my head. Yeah.
Yeah, and they're actually, I mean, in my opinion, I've done a few at events outside of the store. They're, in my opinion, beer pairings are actually easier. They're easier for sort of the average customer to do. You can, a beer pairing, like, you know, wine and cheese, you kind of need to have some real specific knowledge to do it well. Beer pairings are much easier and much more easily appreciable, in my opinion. And it's just more of a crowd pleaser for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Did you go to the, I'm drawing a blank, earlier this summer or in the spring, there was an event at MBS Studios. It was a beer event. I'm blanking on the name of it. Does anybody remember it?
I don't. I remember what you're talking about, but I don't. And we
it was like a craft beer festival, and they had a couple of panels throughout the course of the day, and one of them had a bunch of chefs, and they were talking about beer pairings, and one of the chefs came out and said, you know, there are just certain things that you can't pair with wine, you know, and she went on to name a couple of them, but as I said, the chefs are just thrilled with what's happening in the beer scene these days.
Yeah, and some, like, they're pretty common foods, like artichokes. Artichokes are, like, really, really tough to pair, you know, and then it gets a little bit more specific, too. But beer pairings are, you know, they're just, you know, they're usually not, it's a little more, you know, it's just a little bit more relaxed usually, too. I don't know why, it just sort of is.
Yeah, there's no snobbery involved in beer.
No, you know, you're just drinking a beer, eating some cheese. How bad could it be?
Now, Josh, Grow's website is growdelivers.com?
Yeah, growdelivers.com. And it's sort of, plays on just our promise to deliver quality, and then obviously we have our home delivery all over the South Bay, too.
Right. And that's terribly important, terribly important. I don't want to mention that other company that starts with an A and ends with an N. We see their vans around a lot. They are really making a push to deliver, but they don't deliver just food. They deliver everything.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million, you know, I appreciate you saying the name. I'm not sure too many people didn't get it.
we can talk about them, because if you're competing with them, you're doing
well. We're and at the end of the day, I mean, my favorite phrase is we're playing a similar game but in different ballparks. I mean, what they do and what we do are completely different.
Right.
The sort of relationship that we have with our customers and the one that they have is completely different. And every day there are more and more people who are soon to enter into the home delivery business. You know, it's not what we do. It's one of the things that we do. Mm-hmm. It also happens to be the sector of Grow's business that is growing the most and has for the last, since we introduced it in 2009. So for the last, you know, almost going on 5 full years, it's grown by leaps and bounds. Since I took it over in 2012, no, the beginning of 2013, I mean, it's doubled. So, you know, that's not going to stop. And we have a store, we have, you know, our new store opening downtown. So we got a lot of stuff going on.
Very exciting.
More importantly, they're keeping it local.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the fun, like, that might be sort of the funnest part, if funnest is an acceptable word on the show. The funnest part of my job is, one of the hats that I wear is working with all of the sort of local vendors. So not produce-wise too, but, you know, people who I worked with, the most recent people who came into the company, Super Pop. It's a snack bar made out of Marina Del Rey, and she came to us, I think, on one of the first stores that she's in, and just working with sort of local people who have great ideas or maybe who have a great recipe that they always brought to parties, and their friends say, you should market this, and then sort of like helping those local vendors on the way, giving them tips that we've had from doing this for years, and we've seen from other people who've done what they've tried to do and be successful.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the best things, one of my favorite things to be able to do.
It's fabulous, and you know, we're talking about the Manhattan Beach Chamber raffle event, which is going to be epic this time. It's it should be like the ultimate backyard barbecue with Core Events, Vox DJs, and Grow providing meat and, I'm sorry, Jackie, who's providing the drink?
Goose Island Brewery.
Goose Island Brewery.
See, this is what happens when we don't have a person on the
show.
Hey, listen, we got to do another sponsor spot here.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. The Manhattan Beach 360 events calendar is brought to you by the Strand House. The Strand House offers the quintessential beach dining experience where the incredible food is as spectacular as the view. The iconic location overlooking the Manhattan Beach Pier provides an exceptional setting for any occasion. Recently named one of Zagat's 30 Under 30, LA's hottest up-and-coming chefs, Chef Greg Hosinski crafts traditional dishes in new and exciting adaptations using the freshest produce hand-selected from local farms. The Strand House presents any number of ways to elevate your dining experience. You can savor a handcrafted cocktail at the upstairs bar overlooking the Pacific, join friends around the fire pit, and choose from over 40 wines by the glass. Reserve the wine cellar for an intimate gathering or important business dinner. Enjoy lunch, brunch, or dinner in the light-filled dining room. Dine al fresco on one of the patios or attend their unique culinary master series. In keeping with the treasured beach city's tradition, the Strand House also offers dancing Thursday through Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons. That's right, my friends. Sundays at the beach are back. For additional information and to make reservations, call 310-545-7470 or visit the website at www.thestrandhousemb.com. The Strand House is located at 117 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach.
All right. And, you know, Jackie, it's that time. We're going to add the president of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, James O'Callaghan. James, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. So, James, you know, we've been talking about these three, you know, amazing companies here in the South Bay, and they're going to be four amazing companies, sorry, and they're going to be providing the stuff of the party. But the chamber is organizing this. Tell us a little bit about this. This is an amazing event that someone lucky is going to be putting on.
Yeah, whoever winds up winning this will have a great event at their home or whatever location they choose. But, you know, the idea behind it was kind of twofold. One, to help promote the individual businesses and, you know, give them another avenue to advertise through the chamber. And the second was really to kind of have a fun event that, you know, not many people get to do. When you think about it, you put together a party at your house, but do you get all of these great companies to help out with that? So it gave a way for these companies to, again, advertise, but it also gave a way for the community to get better engaged with each of these individual companies. So, the listeners of the show today, we're actually going to put a little special out there. So you know, usually you can get six raffle tickets for $100. For the listeners of the show, we're going to do six raffle tickets for $80 for this weekend. So you can use the code MP360 when you go on the show, on the website to buy the tickets.
Excellent, excellent. MB360, if you use that code, you get a 20% discount. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. What the price is, James, $20 for one, six tickets for $100, or if you're listening to the show, you can use the code MB360 to get six tickets for $80. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Wow.
So, I mean, how much better could it be than winning winning all these great prizes for $20?
Oh, right. Yeah, one ticket. Boom. that would be amazing. It's you know, the lottery. That's what it is.
Yeah, but your odds are so much better, right?
Oh, much better.
Much better. So, James, what else is going on?
Right now we have the voting open for our Best of Manhattan Awards. For those who are not familiar with it, last year we launched for the first time ever our Chamber citywide Best of Manhattan. So we have eight categories where people can vote on various companies in different categories, from the most eco-conscious company to the best company in Manhattan Beach, and various categories in between. We have five nominees in each category. Right now we have about 4,000 votes in, so we encourage everybody to continue voting. Last year the Best of Manhattan Award went to the Zicklis Group, and this year, you know, voting is extremely tight at this point, so I encourage everybody to get out there and vote. The ceremony itself will be in October, and it'll be at the Manhattan Beach Marriott.
You wouldn't by any chance have a category for best local radio station, would you?
I don't, because I thought that might be somewhat biased on our behalf. But
we are excited about this event. We're excited about the raffle in general and the quality of talent. Really, we'll just say that the quality of talent here is going to be mind-blowing for anyone who wins this raffle. I can't wait. I want to go to this party. That's what I want to do.
James,
I want to go to this party.
Yeah,
we all want to go to this party. James, so this is the first time you're doing a backyard barbecue, but it just seems like such a great idea. I could see this becoming an annual event.
Oh, we would love to absolutely make this an annual event. The idea behind this came from last year, and we're going to do that again. We launched a, for lack of a better term, a holiday stocking raffle, and it was basically a taste of Manhattan Beach shopping and dining throughout all of Manhattan Beach. And for the holiday season, we basically put the tagline out there, you know, everybody else is going to be out shopping. Get your shopping done with one raffle ticket and then enjoy the rest of your holiday season. We gave away about $7,000 worth of product and hotel stays and dining and all kinds of gift certificates. And the idea behind this was to actually do something summer-related as well.
So. Right. There are many ways to advertise your business, but one of the things that I learned that I think is so key and that many small businesses don't do is that the cheapest customer to bring into your store is someone who's already been there before. And so a raffle encourages people that know about Cora events or know about Vox DJs to really get involved in the raffle and really talk it up among their friends. And maybe they had a wedding, maybe they had some other event where these two companies were a big part of it. And so the raffle is something that older customers, previous clients, can get excited about and get engaged with. If you've been to Grow or you use Grow Delivers, this is something that's going to be exciting to you. It's a beautiful thing. It's something that the chamber can really involve all the businesses that the chamber serves. We love this, James. We want more routes.
Well, I appreciate that. But without our great partners, I know you have three of them on today and our fourth that couldn't make it, you know, something like this wouldn't be possible. So not only are they tremendous companies, tremendous people, but, you know, just their generosity in helping promote their business and helping promote the community is greatly appreciated by us.
Hear, hear.
All right. We got to get contact information from everybody.
Right. Ryan, Cora, how would you best like people to get in touch with Cora Events?
Sure. So the best way to get in touch with Cora Events, if somebody's listening right now and they just want to get a feel of our company, go to our website, obviously, at coraevents.com.
Hmm.
And that's www.coraevents.com. Our phone number is 310-320-6200. I had to think about that the last time I called. I think I was broken down on the side of the road and I needed a ride. obviously we hope people follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I think those are great ways to stay connected to us. But, anyone can call. You ask for me and love to help.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. And, Jack, how do we get in touch with Vox DJs?
Yeah, you can obviously visit our website at www.voxdjs.com and see our roster of DJs and get all of our contact information there. I'm always very open to reaching out to me directly. You can always shoot me an email at jack@voxdjs.com. Or give us a call at the office at 310-372-2222. Mm. Those resources are voxdjs.com, jack@voxdjs.com, and the phone number 310-372-2222.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And Josh, how do we get in touch with Grow besides growdelivers.com?
Well, growdelivers.com is the best way. It's got, our address, the store's phone number, email, all of our email contacts. Follow Grow South Bay on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're pretty open. My personal email is josh@growdelivers.com. So if anyone has any questions about anything, shoot me a line. I've been told I'm a uniquely quick email responder. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's a thing.
It's a thing.
It's his thing.
It's my new thing. Yeah, I guess.
Awesome, awesome. What a great show, gentlemen.
And the chamber website one more time.
www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. And I'm sorry, we've got James here to do that.
Just make sure to click on the events tab. It'll be the easiest way, or the play tab, sorry, not events, to get through to both this raffle and the voting for the best of.
Okay, we got everything?
Now, yeah, the play tab, that's interesting. Because the play tab, James, that's for, why is that? It's the play tab.
Well, with our website, it's really a destination marketing / commerce site. So you'll have your dine tab, which will take you to all the restaurants, the play tab, which takes you to events and happenings in town, shop, and then
right.
Stay for those particular areas.
Okay. All right. Wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. You've been listening to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360. And we're talking about the Manhattan Beach Chamber raffle event, the ultimate backyard barbecue. Please visit the website, manhattanbeachchamber.com, and click on the play tab. I hope everyone has a great, great weekend. And last but not least, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
This has been the South Bay Show. We'll see you all on the other side on Tuesday. Bye-bye now.